dancing shoes. Baby, come dance with me.
I'd rather dance with you than talk with.
That was a beautiful song by Lego World from an old album called Reports from the Backseat Pimp. This is Anti-Beta Blocker 88.1 FM Cambridge. DJ Zylo in the studio. We also have...
We have a phone call right now, actually. So whoever's calling right now, just hang up and call back in 1 minute.
Yeah, 1 minute.
Oh, we're going to introduce ourselves. I'm Seamus. How's everyone doing?
Glenn Namus.
Stu Namus. Well... Today we have a theme. It's all chiptune music.
Really? You made the whole set?
Yes, it's all 8-bit.
All 8-bit. It's like the music your Nintendo would make.
Yeah. So if you didn't hear the beginning of the show, you might think that this is a video game on the radio. That's today's theme. Let's see. Next song we have by Bacalo. It's a remix. It's an 8-bit remix of... the Kraftwerk song, The Robots.
Du bist mir aus.
That was such a cute song. It's off this classic 8-bit compilation album. It's called iHyper, I-H-Y-P-E-R. There are almost 30 songs by different artists. It's really good. Next one we have, it's off the Hackers compilation album by IF called Secret Desire. There was another track by Legoweld called PRF's Art Gallery. So, what do we have coming up?
So coming up next is two tracks by an 8-bit artist called Eat Tape. And we like to Eat Tape. Yeah, we like to give a bit of background material sometimes to these songs. So I'm sitting in the studio here and we have a little computer here and I just Google searched for Eat Tape just then because I wanted to tell you a bit about the artist known as Eat Tape. And the second link that came up that I unfortunately clicked on was a video on YouTube of a guy eating a tapeworm. And I just feel sick now. So if you heard the last track, me screaming in the background, that was me seeing a video of a guy eating a tapeworm. YouTube people, you are disgusting. But so I'd like to dedicate this next song to the guy on YouTube for some reason videoed himself eating a tapeworm.
No, I object.
We can't dedicate this song. No. Which one are you playing next?
It's called Face Shredder by Eat Tape.
Yeah, that's good.
Okay, let's hear it. Those were two very intense tracks. The second song we played was also by East Tapes called Full Blast. Hopefully by now Seamus has already found some information about the artist.
About East Tapes?
Yeah. not just
the
YouTube
Not about
YouTube
the tapeworm.
Video.
You know, mm-hmm. I just got so distracted by that tapeworm. I found out why I couldn't find the artist because I was calling him. It's two guys. And I was calling them Eat Tape instead of Eats Tapes. But there are some guys called Marijki Joristva. That was the correct pronunciation right there. And Gregory Zivkak. And they work with drum machines, cassette players, and Nintendo that they've modified so they can play MIDI tracks through a Nintendo, which is pretty cool.
They're from the Bay Area, huh?
Yeah, you probably read the same.
At least they're playing at the Bay Area clubs.
You read the same website as me?
Yes, the same screen.
Very impressive. So we have another 8-bit track next. Well, okay, it was 8-bit all show, but the next one is an artist called Copy, is that right?
Yes.
And I know nothing about Copy, except I like the track, so...
This one is called Zipper Problems. So when Seamus sent me all those songs, I said, ooh, they're actually good.
For once, I had good taste in music.
Let's hear it. All right. The song we just listened to is also from the iHyper compilation album. It's called Backtracking. Oh, next coming up, we have two songs by the Swedish band that we played.
Yeah, we played them two weeks ago or something at the I'm not going to Slagmaskruben.
It's Slagmaskruben.
Yeah, literal translation in Swedish from Fight Club.
Yeah.
Anyway, I really wanted to play these next four songs together because the first two by Fight Club are they're good examples of game wave music. They don't really have any lyrics. And then the next two tracks by Thermostatic, which is also from Sweden, fuses together the two game wave and synth pop together really well. So I wanted to show that sort of melding. But
cool, sounds good.
Go for it.
Let's go for it. So first, Slagsmalsklubben.
Thank you.
All right. Those were epic four songs from Glenn Amos. It's almost the end of the show. We have one more song to play. It's by 50 Hertz, also Swedish 8-bit band. On Last FM, they are described as sausage jazz.
Sausage jazz. The band. Research team here at WMBR cannot work out what sausage jazz is.
It means nothing.
Perhaps means nothing. But if you know, you can always call in.
Yep. That will conclude Anti-Beta Blocker. It's every Friday night, 9 to 10. See you next Friday.
Thanks for listening.
Good night.